Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and good morning. I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. That's what we talk about here on our show every Saturday morning from 6 to 7 and then again from 2 to 3. And my shows are completely different, so you're going to definitely want to tune into both of them. We always are giving away things. We've always got great things that are happening all through the 805. And again, we are the brighter side of the 805. If there's something that you want us to spread the word about, you are in the right place. You can always send me an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com, or you're going to want to write down this phone number, 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008. So you could get into all these amazing events that are happening all the way through the 805. Also, we have great restaurants that we support and are supporting our show, and there's just tons of things happening. So I'm so excited that you are here, and again, thank you for starting your day in a positive way. I do want to tell you our studio is full, and we've got Tom here. How are you doing, Tom?
Everything's going great.
Very good. Sherry, how are you?
Fantastic.
All right, and Jennifer?
Good morning. How are you?
Great. And we have Sandy Nuremberg and Yvonne. And Sandy is the president and CEO of Camrio Hospice. And let me tell you, we've been giving away, and we got everybody so excited about their Camrio Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival. And we're going to be talking about that. And again, you want to write down that phone number because we have more tickets. And I love things like this because it's a win-win. You're helping out and you're having fun. That's what it's all about. So again, write down this phone number, 419-0008. And welcome, ladies. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you are welcome. How are you doing, Sandy?
I'm doing good, too.
Okay.
I'm on the brighter side.
You're on the brighter side. That's what it's all about. And thank you so much for coming in here early this morning. And we're going to find out a little bit about that. Also joining us today is Maximus Thaler. And we're going to talk about his book, A Curious Harvest, The Practical Art of Cooking Everything. You know, we've been talking a lot about food, and that's another one of my passions, gardening, you know.
I know.
It's so much fun to just, you know, talk about all the things that you love in life. So I welcome you to listen and what?
I was just going to say, we have so many great people on our show with different types of cooking. I mean, just in the past month, we've explored so many different ways of canning, cooking with lard.
We've got that book coming out.
I mean, that's a great book. All these different experiences for when you're in the kitchen.
There you go. Again, I welcome you to listen, laugh, and learn with us. And that's what the whole show is about. Also, we've got Randy Senzig, and he is from the Kiwanis. And that's another thing coming up, the annual Brew Fest, and we are supporting that too. These are great fun things, so I'm so excited to have you here. And again, AM 1590 KVTA, thank you for making us one of your favorites. And you know, let's start our day in a positive way. Sandy Nuremberg and Yvonne, tell us about Camrio Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, and that is coming up on the 31st, correct?
That's right. And speaking of good cooking, we got a lot of good cooking chili. And we are an ICS sanctioned, International Chili Society sanctioned competition.
Wow, they have to sanction it.
We have to sanction it.
What does that mean to be sanctioned?
Well, they win money at the end.
Okay.
And it's very serious because the winners then go on to Worlds. And the winner of Worlds, like if they win the red chili competition, they'll win $25,000.
So who won last year? Just curious.
You know, I don't remember.
Okay. So,
Do they have to be from Camarillo, or are the applicants from everywhere?
They're from everywhere, and that's why I don't remember, because they come from Bakersfield, San Diego. I just got one today from Lodi.
So let's just talk about this for a second, because that's what's so exciting about a chili cook-off is everybody's taste buds are so different, right? So, Yvonne, what's your taste buds? Like, do you like it spicy, a little kick to it?
Well, you know, the wonderful thing about the competition chili is that it's got meats, okay? You can have any type of spices, meats. You can't have beans, but, you know.
Oh, it cannot have beans.
Cannot have beans. But we do have people's choice where just the public will vote on the people's choice. And so that's you and I going around tasting chili. We get to vote, too.
Ah, okay.
Okay, and that one can have beans.
So there's this official chili competition with ICS-sanctioned judges deciding what the best chili is based on international guidelines. And then there's the fan favorite, which is the best one to vote on.
So, again, okay, so, Sandy, you know, I asked you, okay, what is your favorite?
But I interrupted, Yvonne.
That's okay. That's all good. But what is your favorite?
Spicy.
You are spicy like me. Okay, Yvonne?
Yeah, I don't like mine so spicy.
Okay.
I like it a little bit more mellow. Then I can eat more of it.
Ah, okay. How about you?
I definitely like mine with, I like it medium, not too spicy, but I like it with meat in it, like a tri-tip or something like that.
Yeah,
that's my favorite kind.
Okay, I'm trying to be a little healthier, so I'm all about the turkey right now, but I will try it. I love it. How about you, Sherry?
I love spicy, and I love all the toppings.
Oh, you know, like the cheese and the onion.
Yeah, the accoutrements always make everything better.
Yeah. Tom, what's your favorite?
Favorite of?
Chili.
Oh, it's got to be hot.
What?
It's got to be hot.
Oh, so you're okay. So you're a hot spicy
definitely
person too.
No beans, all heat.
A hot chili pepper.
Ah. Yes.
So we are doing red chili, green verde chili, and also a salsa competition. And that's the part that is sanctioned and voted on by just the judges.
Well, let's just get everybody excited. Let's start off the show right now, and let's give a pair of tickets away right now. Let's let everybody know that is August 31st, right? And it's from 11
to 4.
I'm telling you, this is going to be so much fun. We are into Labor Day weekend, right? And there's something to do. That is what is so exciting. And it's a family affair. So everybody's invited. So let's just start off right now. Let's give away a pair of tickets, 419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is give us your name, your number, and say Chili Cook-Off, and we will know, and we will enter you in, and we will let you know. Part of our Kim Pagano Show team will get in touch with you. And not only that, you're also entered into a bigger thing, so there's a lot of things that you can win. So definitely call right now. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Talk to us about that day. I'm so excited. I can't wait to be there.
Okay, well, we have a lot of things going on besides the chili competition. We have a lot of great vendors there. We do poker in the barn, and this year—
Oh, we didn't even say it's at the Camarillo Ranch House. Okay,
and
which is so conveniently located right here. They just
right off the freeway.
Yeah, so a great place to party.
And also, besides, we have a car display. We have about 30 classic cars there. And this year, also, we're having premium wine tasting in the barn next to the poker. And, of course, Kids Zone is going to be there. It's just a great, fun day. And so many people, you know, with the cost of going away, and this is a staycation.
I love that. Home, there you go. And
have a wonderful
day. And you feel like you're on vacation.
And you feel like you're on vacation.
Home.
And so many people's kids are already back in school. I don't think Labor Day is when everyone's going away, so it's fun to have something to do here that is for the whole family.
There you go. If they don't win tickets, where do they get their tickets, and where do and how much are they?
Admission tickets are $10 for adults.
Children, very reasonable.
Children 10 and under and active military are free.
Oh, great.
We have tickets available at the hospice office in Camarillo, at the Certified Farmers Market in Old Town Camarillo on Saturdays today from 8 to 12. And they're also available online at CamarilloChiliCookoff.org. No, I'm sorry, CamarilloChiliCookoff.com or CamarilloHospice.org.
Okay, great. You know, and so, of course, with great food comes great music. And who's going to be playing there?
We have three new bands to us this year, and the first up will be Unusual Suspects, the Ho-Dads, and Sgt. Pepper will be our last band, and of course they do Beatles.
Oh, love Beatles, love Beatles.
And dancing, just everybody can get out there and dance and have a great time.
I love it, I love it. So everybody's gonna be walking around kind of with tickets, right? I think that's how it was last time, and then you kind of get your tickets and then you get your little tastings, right? And then you kind of vote the one that has the most tickets wins. Is that how it kind of works?
Well, the tickets pay for the chili. It's only 50 cents a taste.
Okay.
And then we have what we call wooden nickels.
Oh.
And everybody that comes in gets a wooden nickel, and they can go up to the chili booth that was their favorite chili and give them the wooden nickel. And then at the end of the day, we count, of course, all the wooden nickels to see who wins.
Wow. This year, I know that you've added a premium wine tasting, right? So
yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, all the wines are 90-plus points, and we have some great wines from Justin. We're tasting the Isosceles.
Ooh,
from Schaefer. Yum. We're doing the 1.5, and we also have Rombauer Chard, and we have two other wines from Duckhorn. They're all great.
Oh, I love it. You know what? Let's just give away another set of tickets right now. 805-419-0008. How that works is just call, get your name in there, and then part of the team will get back to you and let you know if you are a winner. We want everybody to be involved in this. You know, what are the things for the kids? What are they going to be doing there?
You know, they have face painting. They have just the Boys and Girls Club are helping us out, and they have all kinds of bingo. They have all kinds of games for them. They're giving away some little free prizes for the games when they win, and it's just fun. We have the bouncy bounce where, you know, the jumpers where you bounce in and slide down.
So,
a lot.
This is such a great, it's a family event. Take a moment to really tell us about what all the causes are going to and how we're helping by when we purchase our tickets.
See, she can give up the microphone.
Yes, yeah, I like that.
Camarillo Hospice is a volunteer hospice and grief counseling center. All of our services are free of charge. They're offered to people, individuals and families who are dealing with a life-limiting illness and grief. We receive no government funding, no Medicare or insurance reimbursement. We are completely donor-funded and fundraising event. Funded. So whatever money you spend at the Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival will support the free services of Camarillo Hospice, which include respite for caregivers, friendly visiting for patients and families, ongoing support groups. We have about 10 ongoing support groups every week at our office and in Oxnard locations. We have groups going on at the local high schools and middle schools. And we also offer, again, free of charge, individual and family counseling on grief issues. And we are the only organization in the area that does that.
So, Sandy and Yvonne, if people want to get involved, Sherry, said you
I'm really in awe of this. You know, I worked for hospice organizations. They were government funded, and I would imagine those still exist.
Absolutely.
I haven't done it for a while, but I guess there must be a need for outside government supported programs.
Well, the interesting thing is there are medical hospices and volunteer hospices. We don't provide the medical support that the medical hospices do. Well, we don't send nurses and doctors or medications to the home.
Well, let me tell you, though, that respite care, I remember, was a huge thing that was not funded, I remember. And
exactly.
That's really what people need the most because, you know, we've had shows where we talk about the sandwich generation. So you got
yes,
these parents
exactly.
that are working, their elderly parents are sick, and then they have their children they've got to take care of. So to have somebody to come into the home, that's really amazing.
Which is really helpful.
Well,
yeah,
and so often the health of a caregiver will deteriorate more quickly and more severely than the health of the patient just because of the toll caregiving takes. The other nice thing about the volunteer hospice support is that it's not time limited. We do work with people with life-limiting illnesses, but they can be acute or chronic. Our average length of stay is about 185 days, and that's after we take out of the equation all the people that we've been with for more than a year.
Wow. Isn't it amazing? I remember when I did the work, people would get, how could you work in that field? They'd go, isn't that depressing? And I'd say, oh my God, it's like the biggest honor.
It's a gift.
You're right.
You're giving a family.
Oh, it was an amazing career. I did that for about 4 years. What made you get involved in this, if you want to share?
Life experiences.
Yeah.
Growing up in a family that didn't deal with death.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't realize it until I was much, much older. But when I started with hospice as a volunteer. And when I found hospice, I just found what I was meant
to
do.
Isn't that your gift?
It's
and
like
you're
a
giving
calling.
Back.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
It is a calling. And you know, I always say to people who say, how can you do that? My response is usually, how can you not if you have
that.
The ability?
You know what? And that's what makes up our world. And I thank you both and all the volunteers out there for doing this. And again, this is something that everybody can get involved in. If that's not, you know, your cup of tea and that's not something that you can do, go to the chili cook-off. I mean, there's so many aspects of life that we can, you know, get involved with. And so I thank you so much. Give out again. This is the 31st, okay, of this month. It's coming up. Get your tickets. You can win them here. Facebook us. Become a friend of ours so that you can become, you know, that's another way of winning. But not only that, it's a really great cause, and it's over at the Camarillo Ranch House, and it's from 10 to 4. 11 to 4, sorry.
And it will prove to you that hospice is not depressing.
There you go.
And we have fun.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much. One more time, give out the website.
CamarilloHospice.org or CamarilloChiliCookoff.com.
All right. Thank you so much. We're going to take really quick break. Thank you so much, ladies. We're going to take a really quick break. And Tom, what can we give away really quick?
Let's take a look at what do we have to give away.
Yeah.
How about if we go and do some Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation Library admission tickets?
There you go. 419-0008. 419-0008. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Maximus Thaler, and we're going to talk about food, the practical art of cooking, everything. So stay with us. You're listening to The Brighter Side of the 805 Kim Pagano Show.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I want you to write down that phone number. We've been giving so many things away. There's so many great events coming up right now, and they are all win-wins. 419-0008. 419-0008 is the number that you can get invited to all these great events. In fact, Randy Senzig just walked in, and he is in charge of the Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks, and they've got that Brew Fest coming up, huh?
Yes, we do. August 28th.
Yeah.
We open the doors at 4.
There you go. I'm telling you, this is going to be another amazing, fun time, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. So welcome to the show, and thank you so much for letting us be a part of this. All right. Our next guest right now is Maximus Thaler, and his book is A Curious Harvest. I love this. The Practical Art of Cooking Everything. And Maximus, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, the kind of food that we're going to be talking about.
So this cookbook is a little unique because it comes out of my experiences starting a free dumpster diving kitchen in Boston.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of different.
We're
losing you there.
Cooperative house. Sorry?
We lost you there a little bit. Okay, go ahead and say that again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. When I was in college, I was living in a cooperative house, and we would dumpster dive for a lot of our food. And so this cookbook sort of came out of realizing that all of the food that you could ever need is right in front of your eyes if you know how to look at it.
When you say dumpster food, you're talking about not food that people already ate. Is it restaurants that have thrown them away?
No. So it's grocery stores. So the
I'm getting there with you.
Yeah. So the NRDC estimates that the average grocery store throws away $2,300 worth of food every night.
Wow.
So it's just preposterous. It amounts to about half of all of the food that is produced in America gets thrown away before it ever reaches a household table.
What a waste. I mean, why are, you know, we have all these food pantries everywhere. Why can't they just, you know, donate it
to somebody?
Yeah.
That's a very deep problem or very deep question. I mean, basically it comes down to distribution, that these stores have to pay someone to get food to the places that they would need to be, and it's not profitable. Because the grocery stores are trying to make a profit. They're not actually trying to feed people.
Unbelievable. I got to look into that.
I know.
I got a problem with that. So anyways, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, and if you are just waking up and starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to The Brighter Side of the 805, The Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking with Maximus Thaler right now. But so, okay, I don't have your book in front of me or anything yet, and maybe I didn't receive it yet, but what is it that, you know, so you go and you pick up this food, right?
Yeah. Well, so the book is, you know, is not intended for dumpster divers. I mean, not many dumpster divers are going to buy a book.
Okay, but good.
Basically, the essence of it is that dumpster diving shows is that food, you know, food comes from...
Oh, we're losing you again there. Okay. Uh-oh.
And basically, the idea behind A Curious Harvest is to regain a connection with your food, a relationship with your food that grocery stores and other industrial processes have taken away. So, you know, people don't, you know, we think that eggs come from cartons. Egg comes wrapped in plastic packaging, but eggs actually come from chickens, and meat comes from animals, and animals are dirty. And the idea is to be able to look at your food and realize, you know, what it is in its entirety and how you can use it.
So what are we going to learn from your book?
Well, so the book isn't a recipe book in a traditional sense. It's not a cookbook. There are no recipes. But the idea is that instead of having recipes, it's sort of encyclopedic, and it has a page devoted to each ingredient that you might encounter. And so most of them are quite common. You know, there's broccoli and cauliflower and rice and beans and, you know, all of the, you know, standard foods that people might find in a grocery store or in a dumpster. And it shows, it's explained. How long they'll keep in your pantry.
Okay, so let me ask you, what could help my listeners right now that, you know, here's a big thing. There was a scare a while back, you know, where you would have cakes and you would kind of, you know, I have 4 kids. I was always, you know, making sure I had enough food in. And then all of a sudden there was a shelf life. Is that something that you learned in your book?
So there's information given for each ingredient about how long it's going to last and what it looks like when it's going bad. You know, today we tend to outsource our judgment of what good food is to the FDA. We assume that the little label on the packaging tells us whether or not it's rotten, but we can just use our senses. You know, our sense of sight and sense of smell and sense of taste are really our best indicators in telling what good food is. So the idea is to encourage that kind of intuitive understanding of what good food is.
Maximus, if I look in your book, would it help me look in my refrigerator and say, okay, I have these five ingredients, what can I make with them? Something that's not typical
that's
that I would normally
the
do.
Idea. Yeah, the idea is about cooking with what you have, not with what you might want.
Like a five-ingredient dinner based on what's in your refrigerator.
So this, exactly. Yeah, this sort of a social message that you have that you're putting out with this book, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think that food is such an important part of our lives and of our culture. And over the past century or so, America's food culture has really degraded because there's so much advertising and branding and processing. And I'm trying to get back to an understanding of food as a living thing that we put into our bodies and becomes us.
And what a great opportunity to use this book with your children. You know, sort of as an explanation.
Well, it's interesting because that's really how I cook. Because I, again, you know, for children, I always wanted to make a cookbook that was like, you know, Rachel Ray did the 30 minutes. I was
quick,
like,
and easy,
tastes
good.
I need even faster than that. 10 minutes when my boys are like, Mom, what's for? You know, I wanted to like throw something together. And so I have that knack of looking in the cabinet and going, okay, I got this, and this. Okay, what can I make with it?
Which definitely is not, that's a learned knack. I don't think you just automatically
Without
know how
doubt.
To do that. You absolutely
no question.
Have to learn how to cook with what's in your pantry, not a recipe. Okay, I'll go to the grocery store, I'll buy these 25 items.
I don't do that.
And I'll make a great dinner for one night.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm like, okay. And so, and it's not always good, but I mean, I make it, you know, and then the kids will be, or even my husband will be like, this is really good. I'm like, I have no idea what I put together.
Don't ask for it for
like,
another
you know,
night.
It will be another whole, you know, but I'm always like that. So I love that you just cook with what you have. So give us a couple practical things that we can take from this.
So, you know, one thing that I tend to point out is beans. Because a lot of people don't really know how to cook beans, and they're really, you know, they're the cheapest thing. They're really, really good for you, and most people buy them in cans where they're chock full of salt and have been sitting boiled for sometimes years. And it's just, I don't understand why anyone would buy canned beans.
Wow. Okay. So
dried beans are.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was going to say, what beans are you talking about? Like, I mean, yeah, like dry beans, and then you soak them. Those kind of beans.
Yeah. So. Dry beans are really, really easy and super cheap compared to canned beans. And all that requires is about a little bit of foresight. You know, you have to soak dry beans for about 6 hours, 6 to 8 hours, and then you have to boil them for an hour or two. But you know, that leaves you with fresh beans, you know, beans that aren't packed with preservatives and don't cost an arm and a leg. You know, beans are like, you know, less than a dollar a pound in most grocery stores, and they keep forever.
And I'm imagining, Maximus, you don't just do that process for beans for one night. You would do it for a couple of meals so that you're more prepared.
Well, you know, so it's like if I want beans for dinner, I'll just, you know, make sure to soak them in the morning. I don't usually prepare beans for more than one night because I don't like to eat leftovers. You know, I think that it's really important to eat fresh.
Oh, okay. That's good to
know.
Oh,
but you know what? That's really cool. I you're absolutely right. Why would anybody buy beans, you know, in a can when you could buy fresh? And there's so much less. So
exactly.
What kind of beans are you, you know, what kind of beans and then how do you prepare them?
Well, in the book I make a distinction between like large beans and sproutable beans. I tend to prefer to cook sproutable beans because they're faster and they sprout faster, too. So this is another thing that most people don't know they can do with, like, lentils or mung beans or, you know, other kinds of small beans, is that if you soak them overnight and then drain the water and then let them sit out for a day or two, they'll begin to grow. You know, they're living things. Most people don't understand that their food is actually a living organism. So you can sprout your beans and get all of the protein and all of the nutritional content out of them without ever having to cook them. So that's really fantastic.
That's really interesting.
So why the passion with this, Maximus? What is this? I really hear passion in your voice.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, for the entirety of human history, food has been the thing that draws society together. And food has this incredible capacity to bring people together and build community. And we do that by cooking for one another and sharing with one another. And in this era of food and all these things, food has ceased to become a community building medium, and instead it's like, you know, it's this thing that is advertised and warped and commodified. And I think that food is like the most important thing that keeps people communicating with one another. And I want to convey that.
Beautiful. I love it. I love it. Where do we find your book?
You can buy it online, you know, any large retailer, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can get it from my publisher's website, which is Quarry Books. But it's sold wherever books are sold.
I love it. I love your passion, and I can't wait to get my book and to, you know, that you're sharing that with everyone. And the big thing is food waste.
I was just going to say, Maximus, I think your next thing should be starting up a company that can collect the food and deliver it to people who need it from the grocery stores.
Yeah. Well, that's what we were doing. So I started up a restaurant in Boston called the Gleaner's Kitchen, where we were dumpster diving and cooking large meals and serving them for free. And we ended up getting evicted because our landlord didn't like what we were doing.
That's not good. Okay, well, we're going to have to work on that.
That's definitely a problem that we need to solve.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805.
No problem.
You got it. All right. Our next guest is in the studio with us, and Randy Senzig, and he is going to be talking about Kiwanis Thousand Oaks Third Annual Brew Fest. You are going to want to get tickets to this. This is going to be an amazing local breweries and an amazing event. There's just local restaurants. Again, another win-win. Great cause. What does all the cause go to?
Well, Kiwanis supports actually about 40 different charities in our local community in the Kaneo Valley.
Yeah, how awesome. You know what we're going to do is I would love to, let's give away a couple passes right now. And we have been so lucky to get some. And so what I would love to do is open up the phone lines again right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. And again, that is for the third annual Brewfest on August 28th. That's Thursday. Thursdays from 4 to 8, and we're inviting all of our guests. If you don't win tickets here, I want to give out the website. We're going to be talking about this, so you're going to hear all the amazing things. It's located on Jans Road in Thousand Oaks at the Kaneo Creek Park North Lakeside Pavilion. And let me tell you, you are going to want to win, and if you don't win, you are going to want to attend. And what is the website?
Website is www.tobrewfest.com.
I love it. We're going to take a really quick break. I'm going to open up again my phone lines right now, 419-0008. 419-0008. Give us a call. Just leave us your name, your number, and say Annual Brew Fest. And we're going to know what you're talking about. You'll be entered, and one of the team members will get back with you. And I'm really excited. We're going to hear more about Kiwanis Club and the Thousand Oaks Third Annual Brew Fest on August 28th. Stay with us. You're listening to The Brighter Side of the 805.
Join Camarillo Hospice at the 6th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival on August 31st from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Camarillo Ranch. Expect lots of fun, food and drink, ICS-sanctioned chili competition, Pleasant Valley Lions Club barbecue, wine and beer, Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, classic car display, fun and game zone for the kids, and live performances by Sgt. Pepper, Usual Suspects, and the Ho-Dads. All proceeds benefit Camarillo Hospice, a volunteer hospice and grief counseling center. To purchase tickets, visit www.CamarilloChiliCookoff.com.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. I got Sherry here. I got Jennifer. I got Tom. Myself, I am your host, Kim, and we have Randy Senzig and in the studio with us. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
All right, all right. And, you know, we were just kind of talking about all the things that Kiwanis Thousand Oaks does, and what a great idea you came up with this Brew Fest, you know, right?
Right.
And this is the third annual year, so obviously it keeps growing. Every year it gets a little bit bigger. And beer is really kind of coming back in. I love beer. I kind of love my little shandies. You know, my parents are from England, and so a little bit of lemonade and beer, that's kind of my drink. So,
see, anyway. My parents are from Wisconsin, and they understand how to drink beer.
So did you say I wrecked it? Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, no. You know, I like all different kinds of beers.
Okay. So anyways, welcome to our show here, and thank you for letting us be a part of it and to share this great win-win and what the Kiwanis are doing. And not only that, is it just, you know, again, so many areas, so many people being touched by these, you know, events that everybody's putting on. And thank you for doing all the work as a volunteer.
Yeah, I would love to know what some of those volunteer, you know, where does the money go? I would love to know that.
Well, the big focus of Kiwanis is actually with the children.
Oh, it is. Okay.
So one of the things that we do with an event like this is the money that we raise is going to go into supporting what we call our service leadership program. And it goes in the way of, you know, at the end of the year, we award scholarships. And we're not talking little scholarships. We're talking, you know, bring tears to your eyes kind of scholarships for some of these high school kids. The other thing that, and so in the four schools in the Kaneo Valley, the high schools, we actually have our what we call key clubs, Kiwanis Educating Youth. We also have builders clubs in the middle schools.
God, I remember Key Club. Is that what Key Club stood for?
Oh my God. Yeah.
How funny. That's been around forever, right?
It has. And Key Clubs actually has more members in it than, believe it or not, all of Kiwanis.
Really?
It is that huge of an organization.
So what is Key Club? Let's just talk about that entity of it.
Well, Key Club is in the high schools. And to give you an idea, you know, they work on service projects. We partner with them on some of the service projects. We invite them to our events, and we also will go to their events. But it's about leadership. It's training them on how to become good leaders. And these are our future leaders. But, you know, it's not like, and I'll be perfectly honest with you, it's not like you have to be an A-plus student in order to get a scholarship. The service part of it in teaching the youth of this, you know, country, our community, I personally know of a young man who started in Key Club as a freshman and worked his way up through the organization, learned all these great skills. You know, he was mentored by the Key Club advisors and also the school advisors. When he graduated, he was a 3.0 student, a good student, but he had all of these service hours.
Right.
He was right there with his dad, you know, working in the community, trying to make it a better place. Well, he wanted to get into a couple of good schools. One was UCLA. The other one was Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. Now, UCLA, you typically need something over a 4 to get in there.
Correct.
They took one look at his resume, what he had done, and the community. And what was interesting and exciting is that both schools accepted him.
I love that. And you know what? I'm so glad you brought that up, because what's happening now is it's not all about academic. It's about how round you are. And they want a part of every, you know, I mean, they want something that's going to be a great mix for society. And that's so important.
Well, the other thing is that, you know, as an employer, you know, when I look at a resume, I don't always start at the top. I look at the bottom. I want to see education. I want to see community service. I want to see how active they have been. And if they're a well-rounded individual, that well-rounded individual is going to end up being a team player in my company.
I love it.
So if you join the Kiwanis, I mean, really, I don't know a lot about it. I've always heard the name, you know, are you do you learn leadership skills as an adult joining Kiwanis? Or I mean,
oh, absolutely.
That's the point of it, is to.
I just came back from a convention in San Diego that Kiwanis sponsored, and it was amazing. All right, for the last 4 years, I've been going to conventions each year, each time, because we also have a mid-year convention. We have an international convention. You learn different leadership skills.
So if you're a solo entrepreneur, this could be really helpful.
Very relevant.
You know, because I feel that, you know, I'm 50 plus. I don't think females were given those skills in our day. I don't think we were given those leadership skills. I think we've had to step into
that. I don't
know.
I kind of have to.
Maybe you disagree.
Well, I don't disagree, but I mean, well,
it's okay.
My parents, I was in student government in school. Okay. I went to Washington. I was president. So.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
So you were very active.
Yes.
Okay. I know. See, I have a different take on it. I think today that. Right now, I think boys sometimes get lost in the shuffle a little bit because everyone's so concerned about making sure girls have a path, a leadership skills. And I sometimes
feel
like
it's kind of changing.
It is. And I sometimes feel like boys don't always, people just assume that's being done. And I think this is great for maybe kids who aren't the A student but still want that same opportunity to give back.
And then, you know, we have that failure to launch generation. Where these kids aren't, you know, have you ever heard of that, where they just cannot get out of the house in their 20s? So wouldn't these be great skills for them?
It really does give you, I think, a step up. You know, whether you're an entrepreneur, a businessman, you're working a corporate job, or, you know, same situation for women or these kids, it gives you the step up. It does give you management skills. It does give you team building skills. Kiwanis is in its 99th year.
99th year?
That's right. It started in 1915 in Detroit, Michigan. And from there, we're now all over the world, you know, with hundreds of thousands of members. But the main thing is that, you know, it's like we practice what we preach. So if we're teaching our kids, we're also taking that and learning ourselves. I mean, I come out of the corporate world, so I've been amazingly trained by some folks and had some great coaches and mentors. I went to one of what we call the club leadership, which is for the new people coming into what we call the chairs, the vice president, president, and president.
Let me just stop you there for a second. How much work do you have to do if you are a volunteer for Kiwanis?
You can pick and choose your event. You can pick and choose how much you want to be involved. You know, I've been with the club now for 10 years. I kind of got drafted into the vice president slot, and I'll tell you right now,
they
it has
smart.
Been an amazing
really?
Ride. It really has been a lot of fun. You know, and I'm 59 years old, and I can't tell you how much stuff I've learned in the last 4 years.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here in awe because, you know, I'm used to, you know, you pay a coach to teach you these skills and so forth. And
this is life skills.
And here right. you have an organization right. that actually you learn the skills, and at the same time, the yeah. money is going to a great cause. I mean, that just is amazing.
We're all volunteers.
Me.
So basically, every dime we get, we're going to put right back into the community.
I love it.
Now, did I see that the fathers and sons work together on some of the Kiwanis events?
Yes. Yes, they do. And daughters, too. We do have a father and daughter team, which is really, really great. But, yeah, I mean, people bring their kids. I mean, we have one gentleman that always brings his son. And his son's, I think, about 10 years old, and he's right there. He's actually some of our pancake breakfast. He's our runner, and he is just outstanding. And it's like he's bugging the cooks. Let's get me some more pancakes.
I love it. I do want to remind any of our listeners right now that you are listening to The Brighter Side of the 805. We're talking to Randy Senzig. We're talking about Kiwanis Thousand Oaks, and they've got their third annual Brewfest coming up. And I am so excited to be a part of this, and I want to give out some more tickets. I mean, you guys were so generous to help us really spread the word, and it's such a great cause. It's going to be happening Thursday, August 28th. It's an evening. What a perfect evening. And it's right over in Thousand Oaks, okay? And it's 4 to 8, and it's over on Canale Creek Park North Lakeside Pavilion. That's right off of Jan's Road right there. Let's do this. Let's open up the phone lines again right now. 419-0008. 419-0008. All you have to do is give us a call right now. Leave us your name, your number, and say Annual Brewfest. That's what this is about. If for some reason you don't win, I want you to go to their website, www.2brewfest.com, and It's charitable. This is a great foundation that you are going to want to be a part of. So just if you don't win, get your tickets there. And I'm telling you, you're going to have fun. So, all right. I know you had a question. Go ahead,
I did have one quick question. The Kiwanis Club, now that I'm looking at all of this and it involves your children, if a man is still working, is it possible to do just a little bit so you can possibly grow into this group as you get to the retirement age?
Absolutely. We're always looking for membership and just to share the experience. It's one of those things where at night you can go to bed and go, you know, we did good today. And that's exciting.
I love that. That, you know what, that is really important.
Yes,
I mean,
it
really is for every one of our, you know, every individual to feel good at night that you've given back.
Yeah, with our club, we actually have a Wednesday morning meeting. Everybody gets there about 6:45 in the morning and they social and we have a nice breakfast and they're out by 8:45 so they can get to work. And once a month, we also have a Friday evening meeting. It's a shorter version of the meeting, and then it goes into a social, which is a lot of fun because one of the things that you have to understand is not only do we work hard, but we can throw a heck of a party.
I love that. That's kind of my husband and I's philosophy. Work hard, play hard, right?
Right.
That's what it's all about. Well, I want to hear about this great day on August 28th, 4 to 8. And again, that's over at Canale Creek Park North. And tickets are $35 in advance, $45 at the event. And again, this is through the Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks Brewfest. What are we going to find?
Well, what you're going to find is some outstanding local breweries. But what was also interesting is after our first year, we got a phone call from Ninkasi out of Oregon, said, we heard you guys had a very class act event. Can we come?
Oh, I love it.
Which was nice. Stone Brewery out of San Diego. They came to us and said, can we have our beer there? Well, the way we designed this event, which is really different, all right, so it's not just come drink a keg dry. It's actually come taste some wonderful craft beers and actually talk to the brewer. Lab Brewery, for example, over in Agoura, Roger Butts there.
Right.
He loves talking to people about how he makes his beer. First year, at the end of the event, he came and he says, can we stay longer? He says, we're having too good of a time. He says, I love this event. He says, it's not like you've got a ton of people, 1,500, 2,000 people running all over the place. We've limited the size of it to about 500 attendees. So you actually get a chance and you have unlimited tasting of local beers like, again, Lab, Sierra Nevada, Stone, Sundowner, which is a new brewery in Agoura, Surf Brewery here in Ventura. You also have Wolf Brewery coming in from Calabasas, Figueroa Mountain. They have outstanding beer. Actually, the first year they won the best overall brewery. And then we have Firestone. Firestone won it last year.
Right.
So this year it's a toss-up of who's going to win because every
year
the beer
changes.
There's
a contest on the top of
we
it,
We do
right?
have a people's choice.
I love it. I love it. Okay.
And we do give out medals for first, second, and third, and then best overall brewery. Galpin Ford, for example, has donated not one, but two Mustang convertibles that is on a silent auction.
That's awesome.
So we're just totaling it up right now, but we think we have over 20 raffle items and 20 silent auction items, so you can actually bid on them.
Oh, I like
it. And some of the stuff is outstanding. My wife actually says, we're going to get this one. I said, okay, your checkbook or mine?
I love it.
You're writing the thing for charity. I want to make that clear.
Yeah, you know what? I want to donate. I'm a hair therapist. I work in Westlake. I would love to do a $75 gift certificate.
That would be beautiful. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that includes a deep conditioning, hair therapy, and a cut and blow dry. So I would love to.
If I had more hair, I would go.
You've got good hair, let me tell you. But and that's what it's all about, giving back, and all these great people that always are stepping up to the plate. I just love that about the 805.
Well, the beautiful thing is that you can go to the tobrewfest.com website and check out, the event. You can see all the different logos there from all the different breweries. Click on it. It'll take you right to their site. We've even done that for some of our sponsors, which would be wonderful. We can do that for you as well.
Thank you.
But the other thing is that when you buy your tickets, it'll take you right to the Kiwanis site, our own local Kiwanis site, and you can see what we do in the community. You can see some pictures there. You'll see that there's all different ages. About 20% of our club right now is women, which is wonderful.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. How many members do you have?
I believe right now we have 107. We have a new member that just, she came to the Friday night meeting because she couldn't make the early morning meeting, and she's a young professional. And so she said, hey, I like this. Let's do it. You guys are having way too much fun. But the nice thing is when you join a club, you end up with about 107 new friends.
I love that. And now, is there a lot of husband and wives?
Actually, we do have, I think, one or two members. What's interesting is that a lot of the Kwanians, I think there's like 10 or 12, are actually married to Seroptimist, which is a women's organization that works with women and young girls, so which is a wonderful thing. And they come and help us at the Brewfest, which is great. But
is that how you met your wife?
No, actually.
This is the brighter side. Yeah. I remember.
That is bright.
That is bright.
You know, I got to tell you, the friendships you develop in Qantas are pretty amazing because my wife is just amazing. I mean, I prayed for this lady for 14 and a half years. You know?
Said he had two kids and she had two kids, I wanted to hear the story.
But what was interesting is my Qantas buddies walked up to me and it was basically a finger in your face going, if you mess this up, we're going to take you out.
I love that.
I think they like her better than they like me. And you know what? I'm good with that.
That's beautiful.
That really is. Yeah, I love this.
We're still newlyweds. You know,
congratulations.
I had no idea that women could join the Qantas Club. I thought it was for men.
No. It was at one time.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it was opened up, I want to say about 15 years ago now. It was opened up to women. And most of our recent members have been women, now that I think back on it. We've had some men join as well. But it's really exciting because they have gotten so involved in this, in the club and activities. It's just, it's a tremendous blessing when you just see the caliber of people.
What? Now, is this the only thing that you've been involved in, or are you one of those people that jump in and help? Because you kind of take, I kind of think of you that way already, but... Is this the only thing that you're involved in?
No.
So you're like a Mr. Volunteer.
I also volunteer at my church. I'm the head usher there, and we have a staff of about 87. About 87 people on the team.
You know, do you find the same people kind of do that? You know, volunteer. Help. You know, someone that's a church person or someone that, do you find that it's kind of overlap sort of? Or
I've always said that. If you have a servant's heart, then go be a servant. Go to where your passion is. My father actually belonged to about five different service organizations, and he was sole proprietor, business owner. And, you know, I told him at one point, because I own a couple of businesses in town, and I said, you know, I need to give back to the community. And he says, you know, you need to do that. He says, but don't go in and brag about your company. You just go in with a servant's heart and go do the work. And you know, believe it or not, the business will come to you. So some people think Kiwanis isn't a networking organization, and it really isn't. But I would rather do business with my friends.
Oh, my God. And you know what? And that's really what I say all the time is, you know, people say, do you advertise on your radio show? And of course, you have to support your show. But you know what? I tell their story, and people want to do business with people they love. That's really the way it is. They want to do business with people that they trust and admire, and then they want to just give you your business.
I couldn't agree more, and I'm thinking about when I speak, the thing I think about, because I get a little nervous when I speak, is what am I serving to this audience? Rather than thinking about, ooh, what message am I trying to get across, and are they going to buy my book? It's more about, what am I serving to this audience? I love that attitude.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
And the rewards.
What is your business, though?
I own Thousand Oaks Mortgage, Thousand Oaks Realty, and I also have a consulting firm called the Lantis Group. So it's basically designed to fix companies that were broken, or if you really want to, you know, do some explosive growth, then we can do that as well. Yeah. It's about 33 years of business experience, so sharing it with everybody.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being here and what you're doing.
I love the giving back to the community. And I think it's so important for young people to see adults giving back, because I think that gets the ball rolling for as they get older, that it's something that you're expected to do that.
You know, it's really exciting. I mean, we have one individual in the club, actually a couple of individuals that are in the club that are basically the younger members of the club. And they're also on, for example, on the board of MANA, you know, here in the Thousand Oaks area. Just amazing. They're involved with Boys and Girls Clubs. They're involved with the Y.
There is so many. I support all of those. And there is so many amazing. And you know, it's interesting.
even if you haven't had been involved with them, there's so many great things that they're doing out there. So if you haven't, somebody else has, and they're all needed. They are all needed.
You know, city government can't do it. County government can't do it. It really takes a community involvement.
It takes a village, and
yes,
that's what it's all about. You know, I'm telling you, Randy, thank you so much for being a part of our show. Again, let's give out that date and the website and tell everybody. I'm so excited to be a part of this.
Okay, this is Thursday, August 28th from 4 to 8 p.m. It's billed as a very nice happy hour event, and at $35 per ticket, when you buy them online ahead of time, that's a wonderful thing.
Right.
And by the way, for the first 450 people,
I
you actually get
that.
A tasting glass,
yeah,
which is very cool.
Very cool.
And then at the door, it would be
$45. Okay. Give out the website again if they don't win tickets here, but become one of our Facebook friends and make sure you got one of our newsletters, all that stuff. www.tobrewfest.com, correct?
tobrewfest.com. There
you.
We go.
All right. Thank you so much, Randy. Thank you, ladies and Tom and all my listeners. And again, I want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here. We've got a great show. And again, these are great events. Be a part of all of them. I want to end our show with a moment of happiness. Be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never have ever have enough. So with that, have a wonderful day. And I'm so glad that you started your day in a positive way here on the brighter side of the 805 with the Kim Pagano Show. And I'll talk to you later.